Welcome to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all of those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you're there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the schedule a call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we will be talking about e-readers and digital books, helping listeners navigate the world of digital reading with ease. Joining us once more is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior technology integration. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to discuss e-readers and how they can enhance the reading experience for seniors.
Let's start with the basics, Wayne. What should listeners consider when choosing an e-reader?
Listeners should consider several factors when choosing an e-reader, including display quality, size and weight, battery life, and compatibility with digital book format. E-readers come in various sizes and styles, from compact models with basic features to larger models with advanced functionalities. Seniors should choose an e-reader that is comfortable to hold and easy to use, with high resolution displays that mimic the look of paper for a more natural reading experience. Additionally, seniors should ensure that their chosen e-reader supports popular digital book formats such as EPUB and PDF, which offers features such as adjustable font sizes, backlighting, and wireless connectivity for downloading and purchasing e-books.
It sounds like there are many options to consider when choosing an e-reader. Are there any specific e-readers that you recommend for listeners?
There are several e-readers on the market that are well-suited for listeners, depending on their preferences and needs. Some popular options include Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, Kobo Clara HD, and PocketBook Touch HD. These e-readers offer user-friendly interfaces, long battery life, and a wide selection of e-books to choose from. Additionally, many e-readers feature accessibility options such as text-to-speech and adjustable font settings, making it easier for listeners with visual or cognitive impairments to enjoy digital reading.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. How can listeners access e-books from their local public libraries?
Listeners can access e-books from their local public libraries using digital library platforms and apps. Many public libraries offer digital lending services that allow patrons to borrow e-books and audiobooks remotely using their library card credentials. Listeners can browse the library's digital catalog, search for e-books by title, author, or genre, and borrow them with just a few clicks. Once borrowed, e-books can be downloaded to a compatible device such as an e-reader, tablet, or smartphone for offline reading.
It sounds like a convenient way for listeners to access a wide range of reading materials. Are there any specific digital library platforms or apps that you can recommend for listeners?
Yes. There are several digital library platforms and apps that listeners can use to access e-books from their local public libraries. Some popular options include Overdrive, Libby, Hoopla, and BorrowBox. These platforms offer user-friendly interfaces, extensive e-book collections, and features such as personalized recommendations and reading lists to help listeners discover new titles and artists. Additionally, many digital library apps offer accessibility options such as adjustable font sizes, audio navigation, and screen reader support, making it easier for listeners with visual or cognitive impairments to enjoy digital reading.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. Are there any tips or best practices that listeners should keep in mind when accessing public library ebooks?
Yes, there are a few tips to keep in mind. Seniors should ensure that they have valid library card from their local public library and that their library participates in digital reading services. It's also important to familiarize themselves with the borrowing and lending policies of their library, including loan periods, renewal options, and borrowing limits. Additionally, listeners should explore the library's digital catalog regularly and take advantage of featured collections, staff picks, and curated reading lists to discover new ebooks and audiobooks that align with their interests.
Thank you for those insights, Wayne. What are digital book clubs? How do they work?
Digital book clubs are online communities where members read and discuss books together virtually. Listeners can join digital book clubs through social media platforms, online forums, or dedicated book club websites. Once a book club is formed, members typically choose a book to read every month or quarter, either through group consensus or the leadership of a designated moderator. Members then read the selected book at their own pace and participate in online discussions, either in real time or asynchronously, to share their thoughts, insights, and reactions to the book.
It sounds like a fantastic way for listeners to connect over their shared love of reading. Are there any specific digital book clubs or platforms that you recommend for listeners?
Yes, there are several digital book clubs and platforms that cater to listeners and offer a welcoming and inclusive environment for book lovers of all ages. Some popular options include Goodreads, Book Riot, Oprah's Book Club, and Reese's Book Club. These platforms offer a diverse collection of book clubs covering various genre themes and interests and reading interests, allowing listeners to find a book club that aligns with their preferences and schedule. Additionally, many digital book clubs provide resources such as discussion guides, author interviews, and virtual events to enhance the reading experience and foster meaningful connections among members.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. Are there any tips or best practices that listeners should keep in mind when participating in digital book clubs?
Yes, there are a few tips to keep in mind. Listeners should actively engage in discussions by sharing their thoughts and responding to other members' comments to foster a sense of community and camaraderie. It's also important to be respectful of differing opinions and perspectives and participate in discussions in a constructive and courteous manner. Additionally, seniors should communicate with the group if they have any questions or concerns about the book selection or discussion topics, and take advantage of opportunities to connect with fellow book club members outside of scheduled meetings.
Thank you for those insights, Wayne. What are some e-reader features that listeners may find beneficial?
Seniors may find several ebook features particularly useful, including adjustable font sizes, built-in dictionaries, and audiobook integration. Adjustable font sizes allow listeners to customize their text size to suit their individual needs and preferences, making it easier to read comfortably without straining their eyes. Built-in dictionaries provide instant access to word definitions and translations, helping listeners expand their vocabulary and deepening their understanding of the text. Additionally, audiobook integration allows seniors to listen to ebooks using text-to-speech technology, providing an alternate reading experience for those with visual or cognitive impairment.
Sounds like e-readers offer a range of features designed to cater to listeners' needs. Are there any other e-reader features that you would recommend for listeners?
Yes, there's a few more features worth mentioning. E-readers often include adjustable backlighting or front lighting, which allows seniors to read in various lighting conditions without causing eye strain. Some e-readers also offer screen customization options such as night mode or sepia tone to reduce glare and improve readability. Additionally, e-readers with long battery life and lightweight designs are ideal for listeners who enjoy reading on the go or for extended periods without worrying about frequent recharging or discomfort from holding heavy devices.
Thank you for highlighting those features, Wayne. Are there any specific e-reader models that you recommend for listeners based on these features?
Many e-reader models on the market offer a combination of these beneficial features for seniors. Some popular options include Amazon Kindle, Paperwhite, Kobo, Clara HD, and Barnes & Noble Nook Glow Light Plus. These e-readers are known for their user-friendly interfaces, customizable settings, and extensive e-book catalogs, making them well-suited for listeners who value simplicity, comfort, and accessibility in their reading devices.
Thank you for those recommendations. Wayne, what are some e-reader settings that listeners can adjust to improve readability?
Listeners can adjust several e-reading settings to improve readability, and including font size, font type, line spacing, and margin width. Increasing the font size makes text easier to read, particularly for listeners with visual impairments or age-related eye conditions. Similarly, selecting a clear and legible font family, such as Arial or Georgia, can enhance readability and reduce eye strain. Adjusting line spacing and margin width can also improve readability by providing adequate space between lines and paragraphs, making it easier for listeners to navigate the text without feeling overwhelmed or disoriented.
It sounds like adjusting these settings can make a significant difference in reading experience for listeners. Are there any other e-reader settings that you would recommend for listeners?
Yes. There are a few more settings worth mentioning. Seniors may benefit from adjusting the screen's brightness and contrast to optimize visibility and reduce glare, particularly when reading in low-light environments or outdoors. Some e-readers also offer options for adjusting the screen orientation, color temperature, and page turn animations to customize the reading experience further. Additionally, listeners may find it helpful to enable accessibility features such as text-to-speech, voice commands, or screen magnification to accommodate their specific need or preferences.
Thank you for highlighting those settings, Wayne. Are there any tips or best practices that listeners should keep in mind when adjusting e-reader settings for better readability?
Yes, there are a few tips to keep in mind. Seniors should take the time to experiment with different settings and find the combination that works best for them in terms of comfort and readability. It's also important to take regular breaks and rest your eyes to prevent fatigue and eye strain, particularly when reading for extended periods. Additionally, readers should consult with their eye care professional if they experience persistent discomfort or difficulty reading, as they may benefit from additional vision correction or accommodations.
Thank you for those insights. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.